Florida is one of 15 states that allow prosecutors to unilaterally decide to charge children as adults. The process is called direct filing. The proposed law would allow kids' lawyers to challenge the move, transferring some discretion from state attorneys to judges. Rob Mason is the juvenile director with the Fourth Circuit Public Defender's Office, which covers Clay, Nassau, and Duval counties. He's in favor of taking some power out of prosecutors' hands.
Once the prosecutor makes the decision to send a case to adult court, in 12 of the 15 states, that can be challenged before there's any finding of guilt or any type of plea. We are one of three states that does not have that.
According to No Place for a Child, a bipartisan nonprofit pushing the legislation, Florida charges more kids as adults than any other state, and 98% are through direct filing. A Florida Times Union analysis shows the amount of direct files for juveniles in the Fourth Circuit went down nearly 80% after State Attorney Melissa Nelson defeated Angela Corey in 2016. Mason praises Nelson for turning a new leaf in Northeast Florida.
Up until, Ms. Nelson came in, there were issues just statewide, even though our numbers had been average when you compared them to much of the state, I would still say that we were somewhat of an outlier the way the cases were being prosecuted.
But she won't be state attorney forever, so advocates say the new law is necessary. Nelson's office would not comment on pending legislation. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.